What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 183 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So we talk a little bit about strength training, fitness, nutrition here, but the majority of the time we talk about mindset and the other things that are probably more important than the technical aspects of training and eating to ultimately be successful in this thing. So yes, we have to have the proper training program, proper eating program, all that stuff. But I think the bigger variable, the more important variable, is the right mindset. And I think you can, if you flip those two things, so you take one person who's on a, you know, decent workout program, decent eating plan, but maybe doesn't have it just right, but has the right mindset of success and the right attitude, that person is going to be a lot more successful than the person who has all the technical aspects of the diet and the training correct, but doesn't have the right mindset. And we see this in sports, in business, in just life in general all the time. Okay, it's not always the genetically gifted or the person with the most kind of tools or training or education, but it's with the person with the biggest heart and the best attitude. So with that in mind, you know, I'm always kind of trying to listen for lessons about this stuff that I see in kind of everyday life or that I hear other people tell, or because I think a lot of things that I hear relate to what we're doing here. And so this week was one of those situations where John and I, my son John, 7, were reading a book about jaguars. And jaguars, which I didn't know this, are very, very proficient hunters. They're considered one of the, you know, best hunters in the animal kingdom. And a lot of the big cats are, you know, tigers, lions, so forth, but jaguars specifically. And we got a kick out of that because our cat, Lucy, is a savage. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that. Every day she's delivering squirrels, mice, moles, assorted things on our porch. And even that's pretty fascinating because we think, you know, have you ever seen a squirrel outside? They're fucking fast, right? And I've had dogs chasing squirrels my whole life, and I've never seen one catch a squirrel, right? I see squirrels avoid getting hit by cars all the time. I mean, they're insane. I've seen kids try to chase squirrels. It's not even close. And then yet, my cat can deliver squirrels on the regular. So that's pretty fascinating that the animal has that ability. So we start learning about the jaguar, and what I thought was really fascinating to me, which I did not know, was what makes them such good hunters. So obviously they're physically gifted. They're extremely strong and extremely fast. So they can run down the prey. They can carry these large animals up into the trees, which is a remarkable feat of strength. But what was really interesting is they said that the jaguar, what makes them such fierce hunters and excellent hunters, is that they have the patience to stalk their prey for hours and for miles, and they will wait for the animal that they are hunting to go to sleep and then attack it. So I've seen videos of jaguars attacking crocodiles, and I remember thinking, how is that fucking possible? But they wait and wait for the animal to fall asleep, and then they have an easy target. That kind of blew my mind, and I'm gonna explain how this ties in. So what stood out to me was, here I am giving, you know, the jaguars credit for their ability because of their physicality, their speed, their strength, their kind of genetic gifts. But when in reality, it's that plus this patience. Imagine the patience required to, like, follow an animal for hours and hours and wait for it to go to sleep. I mean, that's mind-blowing. I can't imagine that, right? Just waiting and waiting that long, knowing that if you wait long enough and you're patient enough, things are going to work. And it was a big reminder to me of how, you know, our world mimics the natural world, and that we need to have that patience. Now, there's a kind of a dichotomy here between having patience and being lackadaisical, right? Because there needs to be a sense of urgency for success. This is where I think a lot of people don't find the middle ground. Okay, So by a sense of urgency, what I mean by that is if you wake up today and decide, you know what, I need to get my shit together and start feeling better and looking better and getting in shape, you need to start today. Like, if that was your thought process this morning, that means you got to fucking start, because it's going to take a long time, and every minute that you wait, your motivation goes away, that window of time closes. And if you are, this is something you want to make your life better by feeling better, you got to start. Like, get started today. Don't wait till tomorrow, because what happens then is tomorrow becomes the next day, becomes Monday, becomes next Monday, becomes the first day of the month, becomes the first day of the spring, becomes fucking first day of January, and so on. A sense of urgency is important. Like, okay, you decided today to get in shape. Pick up the phone, call a gym, call a trainer, get a nutritionist, get your shit together immediately. Set your alarm for 2 hours earlier and get up and go work out. And do all that before you even figure out what you should do, right? If you don't know what workout program to do, you haven't got a call back from the gym yet, wake up the next morning and go for a walk, right? Wake up the next morning and cook a healthy breakfast. Like, just get your shit together, right? Now, where the patience comes in is when you are on a program that you are confident is a good program. So if you're working out with us, if you're working with somebody that you know is proven that this is a legitimate exercise program and nutrition program, and you're following it properly, you have to have patience. You have to understand that this shit takes a long time. So the other mistake that we see is being in addition to being either or, being lackadaisical about it, like no sense of urgency. Like, oh, I'm going to start working out, but I'm going to do it gradually. Oh, I'm going to start working out, but not change my diet yet. You know, that's not good. You need to have a sense of urgency. Like, hey, I want this shit to happen as fast as possible, so I'm going to learn and do everything in my power that I can. That's number one. Now, the patience comes in when you're saying, hey, I am doing everything in my power. I know I'm on a good program. I am eating like I should. I'm doing my conditioning. I'm spending my free time listening to podcasts, listening to books on tape, and learning about mindset and other things I can do, because you have to take some ownership of this and learn how your body responds to exercise and eating, so you can make some changes to yourself. But then you have to understand it takes a long time. You know, physical transformation is one of the most powerful things you can do for your life, but it takes a long time. It doesn't happen 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. This is a long-term play, okay? A lot of people just can't wrap their head around that. So when 1 month, 2 months, 3 months in, they don't see any really, really dramatic results yet, they start to lose confidence in what they're doing and in themselves. But it's really just a lack of understanding that that's not how it works, okay? These are long-lasting, big changes that we're trying to make. They happen on a very small scale daily, okay? So much like that jaguar sitting there waiting for its prey to fall asleep, we are, you know, Andy Frisella calls it aggressive patience, right? We are aggressively waiting for these results to come. So I just want you to understand that anybody that you see that's successful at anything, we always see them at the when they've achieved success, but we rarely see them on the way up. You know, again, I see the jaguar carrying that alligator into the trees, right? But what I didn't see is the jaguar sitting for 8 hours waiting for that thing to fall asleep, okay? We don't often see the musician who's practicing since he was 9, playing in empty schools and empty parties and empty bars until he's 25 and gets noticed and signs a record deal, right? All of a sudden, he's an overnight success. But nobody saw the, you know, 14 years of him practicing alone and missing out on school and friends and all that shit. We see this with a business explodes and everybody thinks it was a genius, brilliant businessman, but they don't know that he's been running businesses since he had a fucking lemonade stand since he was 6, and this is probably his 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th business, and that's the one that finally hit. So keep that in mind, that when you see people who are in really good shape or have a business that they've grown, a lot of times it'll appear that this has happened quickly, and then when you start to do your own, you're going to be discouraged. But understand that all this shit takes a lot of time, and you need to be doing everything possible to make that as fast as possible and be aggressive in your pursuit of this dream and this thing, but also understand that it does take time and not to get discouraged and bail because of that time. If you talk to anybody, whether it's a powerlifter, bodybuilder, like I said, businessman, there is so much time invested that you haven't seen. So just give yourself a break. Understand that's part of the deal, but at the same time, be aggressive in your pursuit of the goal and making sure that you're doing everything humanly possible at every waking moment towards that goal if it's that important to you. Have a great day, you guys.